So what is truth? This is the question that Pontius Pilate asks of Jesus in the Passion of St. John. It's a valid question. Philosophers have been asking the same question for centuries. What is truth? St. Thomas Aquinas, in accordance with Aristotle, defines truth as the conformity of intellect and thing. In other words, when our mind is consistent with the thing, whether it be reality or a fact, when they're in agreement, then there is truth. It is to perceive the world accurately. I look to my left and my right, and I see candles. My interpretation of them as candles is correct, and I'm perceiving the world correctly. But if I was to look to my left and my right and say I see two chickens, then that would not be truth, because my mind, my intellect, and the reality of what is before me would be very different. Therefore, to seek the truth is to perceive our world and all around it as accurately as possible. But what is the world and everything around it? What are these candles? What is this church, this building? What are all of us? We're all creations of God. All things come from God. Therefore, everything we define as truth, everything we define, all the things, all come from God. Therefore, God is the source of all truth. And that truth is objective. It is outside of us. It is God. There is not a my truth and a your truth, as our society wants us to believe and tries to push on us. There is only one truth, and it is God's truth. And by God being the source of truth, just as God is the source of all love, and God is love, therefore God is truth. So in John chapter 14, when Jesus says the famous saying, I think we all know, I am the way and the truth and the life, he is declaring that he is a solitary truth as the Son of God, as our Lord and King. And so with that knowledge, knowing that God is truth and all truth comes from him and Jesus is the truth, we can now look at the beginning of our gospel today, and it should make better sense to us. Jesus says, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. All that Jesus speaks is truth, because he is truth. And if you know Jesus, then you know the truth. And Jesus, by his death and resurrection, has set us free. The opposite of freedom is slavery. Therefore, the opposite of truth is therefore sin. Sin is a false representation of the world. Sin enslaves us because it rejects the truth, which makes us free. Sin is a rejection, then, of God's truth, and therefore a rejection of God himself. We as broken people, this should come as no surprise to us. It can be very difficult to break out of a life of habitual sin. It seems to be a downward spiral sometimes, because we try to do it on our own. How many times have we tried to break the bonds of sin by ourselves? You need the freedom of the truth, then, to break the bonds of sin. But too often, we just try to do it by ourselves. In essence, what we're doing in that case is really trying to create our own freedom from our own truth. And we're falling into the same trap as many others have. We define our own truth. And we utterly and always fail. But when we embrace the truth of Jesus Christ, then the Son of God then can set us free, and we can be truly free. To break the bonds of sin, we must embrace Jesus, who is truth himself. Many people today look at the truth of God as professed by our faith, and they say, that Catholic Church, they have so many rules, so many restrictions. How can they be free? There's so many things they can't do that I could do as a non-Christian. Yet how many of those people are enslaved by their own sins? and look at the consequences then of their sins. Freedom does not mean you get to do whatever you want. That is not freedom. That is a false freedom, which in the end will only bring disappointment, regret, and sorrow. True freedom, real freedom, means to live in perfect accordance with the will of God, which then is to live in perfect accordance with all of God's creation, which means to live in accordance with the truth. This is where true joy is found. The church doesn't decide on these rules or restrictions. The church is just adhering to the truth. This is also, in addition to truth, perfect love as well. This is to live in the truth, to live in accordance with God's will. There is no my truth, and there is no your truth. There is only the truth.